MakingAScene.org presents a deep dive into smart contracts for the indie musician. So if you're an artist, maybe a producer, maybe you've co-written songs, or honestly, if you've ever worked on any creative project where money got involved later, you probably know the feeling. That curse, almost. The story that seems to end every great band before its time. The financial meltdown.
Oh, absolutely. It's like clockwork sometimes.
Yeah, it's that constant tension, isn't it? Who really gets credit for that killer hook, the endless back and forth over producer points?
And don't forget the classic spreadsheet from the label or publisher that shows up like 6 months late.
Right. And it looks completely cryptic, like you need a decoder ring.
Yeah.
For years, indie artists have just been ground down by this whole system. It's all ambiguity, these opaque books, and just frustrating delays.
Exactly. And that whole era, you know, relying on complicated Excel sheets, maybe some crossed fingers and good faith, which, let's be honest, often breaks down. That's precisely what smart contracts are designed to just get rid of.
Obliterate, even.
Yeah, obliterate. They're really positioned as the definitive solution to this age-old money problem in music.
Okay, let's break this down for you, the listener, because you've probably heard the buzzword smart contract, maybe seen it thrown around. But what is it, really, at its absolute core?
It's actually pretty straightforward conceptually. It's just code that lives on a blockchain.
Okay.
Think of it like a digital agreement, but one that's ironclad. It enforces itself automatically. You don't need lawyers stepping in or banks processing things manually. Mm. It runs on a really basic, really strict instruction. If condition A happens, then the code automatically executes action B, exactly as it was written. No wiggle room.
Right. So in music, condition A is often something like, okay, money just hit the contract, or maybe someone just bought this music NFT.
Precisely. And action B, that's the payout, the automated payout.
Okay.
Our source material actually gives a perfect simple example.
Right.
Imagine you code a revenue split right into the contract, let's say. 40% goes to the main songwriter, 0.30% to the producer, 20% goes into like a band operations fund.
Right.
And maybe the last 10% is automatically set aside for marketing.
That sounds incredibly clean. Like almost too clean compared to the usual mess.
It is. And the beauty is the moment revenue enters that contract could be a dollar, could be $1 million. It instantly routes those exact percentages to the crypto wallet addresses you designated beforehand.
Instantly.
Instantly. No waiting weeks or months for quarterly statements. No arguing over the math later. No humans needing to push buttons. The smart contract itself is your accountant, your auditor, and your payment system all rolled into one automated package.
Wow. Okay, so our mission here in this deep dive is really to get under the hood.
Yeah.
To understand how the shift from, you know, human error and confusing paper trails to this self-running automated code, how it gets rid of the ambiguity, the delays, the disputes.
And how it gives indie artists back not just control, but also their time, which is huge.
Let's paint the picture of the current nightmare for a sec. The typical indie artist today, you're trying to manage streams coming in from Spotify, Apple Music, maybe YouTube.
The DSPs.
Right, the DSPs. Then you've got maybe Bandcamp downloads, perhaps some YouTube ad revenue. Maybe you lucked out with a small sync check for a local ad.
Yeah.
And then you, the artist, have to manually figure out who gets what slice of that pie, maybe across 5 different collaborators.
It's untenable, really. You're forced to be a bookkeeper, maybe a paralegal, and an artist all at the same time.
Right. You end up spending more hours chasing payments or trying to make sense of statements than actually writing the next song.
And the whole thing relies on trusting that the numbers you're getting from these big centralized platforms are even correct in the first place.
That's a huge point. So the time saved, the friction removed, that's the immediate win. But I have to ask the obvious skeptical question. Doesn't setting this all up sound complex? Like, is programming these splits into a contract actually worth the effort?
It's a fair question, but yes, absolutely. Oh. Because the value isn't just immediate, it's exponential. It lasts forever. Once those splits are programmed, and that's the one-time upfront work, the contract just handles the math indefinitely.
Okay.
But the real strategic win, I think, is the transparency. Every single transaction, the entire payment history, it's all recorded right there on the blockchain.
Meaning
the ledger is immutable, nobody can secretly change it later, and it's publicly auditable. Anyone can look it up and verify it.
So, thinking long term.
Yeah.
If a co-writer comes back years later questioning a payment, you don't have to dig through old emails or bank statements.
Nope.
You just point them to the blockchain record. A universally verifiable truth. That's the power shift, isn't it?
That's exactly it. You, the artist, don't need to become a financial expert or hire expensive accountants just for basic bookkeeping. The blockchain handles it, and it guarantees the results are accurate, reliable. It turns this incredibly high-friction, anxiety-inducing process into something, well, pretty low friction.
And this isn't just theory, right? We're seeing actual artists already using this. The sources mention RAC.
Yeah, RAC's been a pioneer, using platforms like Zora and Catalog to bake those splits right into the NFT mints on-chain.
And Latasha.
Latasha's fascinating. She's basically building her entire career using music NFTs, sidestepping the traditional label system, and its murky accounting practices altogether.
And Daniel Allen, too, using DAOs, those decentralized autonomous organizations.
Right, and tokenized royalties. He essentially let his biggest fans become financial stakeholders in his music, funding his projects directly.
What really jumps out is that none of these artists are sitting around waiting 90 days or whatever it is for some statement to clear. The contracts pay out automatically.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get practical. Walk us through the mechanics. Let's say I'm using a platform like Sound.xyz to release a track as an NFT with splits. How does that actually work?
Okay, so you'd go to mint your new track, you upload the audio file, you set your price, the edition size, all that standard stuff.
All right.
Then you get to a section usually labeled something like collaborator splits or royalties, and it's basically just data entry at that point. You paste in your co-writer's crypto wallet address, type in 40%. Paste in the producer's address, type 30%. Your own address, 30%.
Just like filling out a form.
Pretty much. You set it up once during the minting process.
Mm-hmm.
Then every time that NFT is sold, or potentially even resold depending on the contract, those percentages are automatically enforced by the code. The split happens instantly.
But hang on, blockchains.
Mm.
Aren't there like transaction fees, gas fees? Can't those get really expensive sometimes? Is that a barrier for an indie artist?
That's a really crucial point, yeah, because cost matters hugely for indie creators. Mm-hmm. And yes, some blockchains can have high, unpredictable gas fees for transactions.
Oh.
So thankfully, most of the music platforms we're talking about, Sound.xyz, Royal Opulist, they're smart about this. They're often built on, or they integrate with, what are called layer 2 scaling solutions. Or they use blockchains specifically designed for high volume and low transaction costs.
Wow.
They actively work to minimize those fees. Sometimes the platform might even absorb some of the cost. The goal is to make these instant splits practical and affordable, not some luxury item.
Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That addresses a big practical hurdle. Now, let's shift gears slightly. Different use case. Funding. Say I'm an indie artist. I need cash up front to record my album. Opulist is mentioned for tokenizing future royalties.
Mm-hmm.
How does that contract work?
Right. So with Opulist, you first figure out your splits with your collaborators, just like before. Then you use their platform to essentially issue special tokens. Think of them like digital shares that represent a percentage claim on your future earnings from that music.
So fans or investors buy these tokens.
Exactly. Backers buy those tokens, and that gives you the immediate capital you need to fund the recording, marketing, whatever. The smart contract acts like a futuristic automated promissory note.
I like that. A futuristic promissory note.
Yeah. And then once the music's out and starts generating revenue streams, sales, syncs, wherever it comes from, the Opulist smart contract automatically takes that incoming money and distributes it to everyone who holds those royalty tokens according to the percentages locked in from the start.
So the artist focuses on making music. The code handles the finance distribution.
That's the idea.
Okay, and Royal.io is mentioned too, but more focused on selling song shares directly to fans, right? Making them stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
How's that model function?
Very similar principle, but the emphasis is on fan engagement. The artist decides, okay, I want to offer, say, 30% of my future streaming royalties from this specific song to my fans.
Okay.
They mint the track, embedding that 30% split for the token holders.
Mm-hmm.
Then, as streaming revenue comes in, it gets divided in real time by the smart contract. The artist's share hits their wallet.
Right.
And the fans' collective 30% share gets distributed directly to everyone holding those specific royalty share tokens for that song. It creates this really cool alignment when the artist does well. The fans who supported them early literally win alongside them. Instantly.
That instant accountability piece keeps coming up. It feels central.
It really is.
Now, obviously, these automated contracts are amazing for handling the money side, the transparency. But artists still need people to hear the music. They need reach. Which brings us to this idea of a hybrid approach. The sources point to Audius for exposure.
Yeah, Audius is a major player in the decentralized streaming space. It's great for building a community, getting your music discovered, and they do compensate artists, often using their own audio token, or sometimes they're integrating stablecoin payouts now too, which helps with financial predictability.
But if I put my music on Audius for that reach, am I losing the automated split capability we just talked about with platforms like Sound.xyz or Royal?
Not necessarily, and this is where the hybrid strategy comes in. It's quite clever. You can use Audius for the distribution, for building that listener base.
Okay.
But then you can link that Audius release to an external smart contract framework for the actual monetization and splits. Maybe you direct listeners from Audius to an NFT mint on Sound.xyz, or you set up royalty tokens via Opulus or Royal that cover the Audius streams too.
Ah, I see. So you use Audius for the top of the funnel, the exposure, and then guide people towards the smart contract layer for the ownership and payment splits.
Exactly. You get the best of both worlds. Wide reach and transparent automated monetization.
That makes a lot of sense. So if we're building out this toolkit for an indie artist exploring Web3, we've got the NFT minting platforms, the royalty token platforms. What else should be in the arsenal?
Well, let's think about bridging the old world and the new. A lot of artists still get significant income from Spotify, Apple Music, etc. STEM is mentioned as a really useful tool here. It acts as a bridge between Web 2 and Web 3, automating the splitting and distribution of that traditional DSP revenue using some of these newer automated systems. That's huge for artists with existing catalogs.
Got it. What about managing the actual rights data on the blockchain?
For more comprehensive rights management and blockchain distribution, Revelator is a platform to look at.
And then specific tools. We mentioned Catalog.
Right. Catalog focuses on those high-value, one-of-one music NFTs, again, with splits built in.
And anything purely on the decentralized sharing side.
Yeah, there's OPUS, which is more of a protocol focused on fair compensation and decentralized sharing. And Tune.fm is another interesting one. It's a Web3 streaming platform using the Hedera network, focusing on things like micropayments per stream plus NFTs.
Wow. Okay. So the landscape is definitely growing.
It is. The key takeaway isn't finding one magic platform, but understanding you can mix and match these different tools to build a system that covers all your bases, discovery, funding, sales, royalties, rights.
Okay. Let's broaden the lens even more. Because so far, we've mostly talked about recorded music streams, sales, NFTs. Smart contracts.
Yeah.
The principle isn't limited to just that, is it?
Not at all. That same core logic, if money comes in, automatically split it according to pre-agreed rules, can apply to literally every revenue stream an artist generates.
Every single one.
Every single one. The ultimate vision here is instant division across the artist's entire financial world, wiping out those cash flow gaps that are just lethal for indie careers.
Give us some examples, like ticketing.
Perfect example. Imagine selling concert tickets via a smart contract. The moment someone buys a ticket online, the revenue hits the contract and instantly divides. Mm-hmm. Maybe 60% goes straight to the artist's wallet, 0.20% to the venue, 10% to the promoter, 10% to a designated crew fund. All automatic.
That's huge, because it means no one needs massive upfront capital to cover advances or wait months for settlement. Everyone gets paid as the money actually comes in.
Precisely.
Right.
Same logic for merchandise. Someone orders a t-shirt online. The smart contract instantly pays the designer their cut, the printer their cost, and the band their profit.
Wow.
Or think about sync licensing, getting your song placed in a commercial or film. Those deals often involve waiting months for the license fee after activation.
Yeah, the worst.
With a smart contract, that fee could be distributed to all the rights holders the instant the license activation is confirmed on chain.
So it really does make every income source, no matter how small or irregular, transparent, immediate, and, well, fair.
Fundamentally fair. That's the goal.
Okay. Wrapping our heads around this.
Yeah.
What's the bottom line for you, the independent artist listening right now? What's the core benefit?
I think the core benefit is this. Smart contracts take over the tedious, error-prone, often contentious work of accounting and legal enforcement for payments.
Right.
They replace that fog of ambiguity with crystal clarity. They swap out months of delay for instant gratification, or at least instant accounting. And they turn potential arguments into verifiable code. You shift from needing to trust people to being able to verify the math yourself.
And that frees you up to focus on.
On the art. On making music, connecting with fans, planning your next move, instead of chasing down checks or deciphering statements.
Okay, this naturally leads to thinking about the roles of managers, accountants, lawyers. They don't just vanish, do they?
No, not at all. But their roles undergo a massive strategic shift. The manager or the accountant, their value is no longer primarily in being the bookkeeper, the person who manually tracks and distributes the money.
Because the code does that now.
Exactly. So their role elevates, they become the strategist, focusing on the bigger picture, career growth, negotiating the terms that go into the smart contract in the first place. The code handles the mechanics. The human focuses on higher level strategy and relationships.
That's a really interesting evolution. Okay, so for listeners who are feeling inspired, maybe a little intimidated, but ready to actually do something, what's the actionable toolkit? What are the absolute first steps to get started? Let's make this feel achievable.
Right. Step zero, almost. Wallets. You absolutely need a non-custodial crypto wallet. Think MetaMask, Coinbase wallet, there are others. This is crucial. It's like your own personal self-controlled bank account for the Web3 world. It's where all those automated payments from the smart contracts will land.
Okay, install a wallet.
Yeah.
Got it. Step one, what's next?
Step 1.5, maybe the most important step, secure your seed phrase.
Ah, yes, the magic words.
Seriously, this is the private key to your wallet. If you lose it, you lose everything in that wallet forever. No customer support line to call, write it down physically, store it somewhere incredibly safe, offline. Never screenshot it, never email it, never save it in the cloud.
Okay, preach. Security first. Wallet installed, seed phrase secured. Now what?
Step two, dip your toes in. Try minting just one track on a platform that makes splits easy, like sound.xyz or maybe royal.io. Add yourself and maybe a trusted friend as collaborators with tiny percentages just to see the split mechanism work in practice. Get comfortable with the interface.
Low stakes experiment. Makes sense.
Step three, if your main goal right now is raising money for a project, then explore Opulus and the idea of tokenizing future royalties. That's a more specific use case.
Right, and for building the audience alongside this.
Step four, definitely get your music onto platforms like Audius for that discovery and community building. But remember the hybrid approach. Think about how you can link those Audius tracks back to your chosen smart contract monetization method, whether it's NFTs, royalty tokens, or something else.
Okay, wallet, secure seed phrase, experiment with minting splits, explore funding if needed, use Audius for reach, but link it to monetization.
That's a solid starting path. The key is just to start small, learn as you go, because like it or not, the music industry is being recoded right now. And for arguably the first time, indie artists are actually positioned right at the forefront of that change.
Which leads us to a final thought for you, the listener, to chew on. As this tech becomes more common, fans are going to start expecting this level of transparency. It'll become the norm.
Mm-hmm.
The old music business model, let's be real, it often benefited from things being confusing, opaque, slow. It served the middlemen. This new model, it runs on instant accountability, on code anyone can check. For the independent musician, this isn't just some fancy new tech trend.
No, it's potentially the great leveling of the playing field we've been waiting for.
Don't forget to check out the other great articles and resources on makingascene.org, the number one resource for the indie artists and the fans that love them.